The clock says 8:35, and if it's an 8:35 and it's a Tuesday, then you know we are headed in the right direction because you know it is time for the Positive Points on Aging. Our very, very good friends from over at Oakleaf Village, Karen Pickard and Marsha Clayman Garrett, joining us every week. And this week, we've got Marsha in the studio, and she did not show up empty-handed. She brought us some biscuits and some apple butter from where in North Carolina?
Black Mountain, North Carolina.
Black Mountain, North Carolina. Very nice. Thank you very much for that. Really appreciate that. That was thoughtful, kind. And I can promise you that if you are looking to keep Brian quiet for the next 15 minutes, you have succeeded because he is going to be eating biscuits and apple butter and not worrying about anything else in the world right now.
It's a good thing I'm sitting in front of him because I can wave him down, but I need him to help me.
Well,
but
he's happy.
I really wish we had a camera in here. That would he's going after it.
Yeah, well, you know what? Brian doesn't ask for much. And when someone brings him goodies, he appreciates it.
Well, I
so,
hope you enjoy it.
Well, thank you for your thoughtfulness. We do appreciate that very, very much. So for those folks that are new to the program, the Positive Points on Aging, something we do every single Tuesday here in the 8:35 to 9 o'clock range. And it's something where we bring in Marsha and Karen from Oakleaf Village in Lexington. They have a beautiful facility, and they work real hard to take care of our seniors. But that's not what this is about. It's not about Oakleaf Village. It is about quality of life for our seniors, though. And I love this segment, Marsha, because you guys always show up and have great talking points on different things that impact not just the seniors that need our care, but also the caregivers and families and how to keep everybody on the same page. You do all kinds of those things, and people have to have a plan.
Absolutely.
And I know that that's really, really where you wanted to start today when it comes to our seniors, is having a plan.
Well, let me tell you what happens when someone comes into our assisted living and they decide that Oakleaf is the place for their loved one. We give them a move-in packet, and the move-in packet has about 6 pages of what information that we need about their loved one. All right, guys, look at me, look at my eyes, okay?
I'm fixated on how happy he is right now. I'm not eating mine, as you can tell. I'm not even touching my biscuits.
You're watching
biscuits.
Him eat, and I'm trying to keep you engaged.
Yeah,
in our
well, I'm very
here.
Engaged. I am curious though to see. Because his feet aren't even on the ground anymore. He's kind of just floating in happy bliss.
Okay.
Anyway, go ahead.
Anyway, we have about 6 pages in our move-in pack, and it's all about their loved one. And sometimes people look at us and want to know why do you need this information? And it's kind of the information that you should have had all along somewhere to where you could have used it in the event of an emergency. And so, like I said, 6 pages is nothing compared to really the information and what you should be doing for a care plan for your loved one. And it sounds like a big deal, but it's really not. And Kevin, I brought you one. I went through about 6 different templates.
Mm-hmm.
I brought you one. I didn't write on it because I wanted you to look at it.
Sure,
you and your brother
you.
Will be
yeah.
able to utilize this. And anyone listening to the show today, if you would like this care plan, like I said, I checked out 6 of them. This was one of the most thorough ones. I would be happy to mail it to you. So you'll just give me a call at the end of the show. But what happens is that usually you should start doing care plan. Usually it's when there's a life situation that changes everything. One would be, of course, a hospitalization. Number 2 would be the death of the spouse or the main caregiver. Okay. A lot of us that have had, you know, I know your father passed when you were young. But, you know, when you've had parents that have been together for 69 years like mine, and they kind of, they knew each other well enough that they took care of each other's needs, like my mother who had Alzheimer's, my dad was mentally cognitive, so he was her brain. He couldn't walk, so she was his leg. So they balanced a great relationship.
That's fascinating, actually.
But when daddy's gone,
right,
it's kind of like, okay, mother's got Alzheimer's, okay, now we got to go into action.
Yeah, absolutely.
But the important thing would be is to have this information compiled before you have to go into action, because there's a lot of moving parts that you really have to put together to make sure your loved one is adequately taken care of.
Right.
And that's why these care plans are so important. There are some that are only 4 pages long. This one's 25 pages. It's
right.
actually a book that you
right.
can read
right.
and what you need. But what it does is that it helps us implement a care plan for our loved ones on an individual basis. You know, whenever you have a loved one that's in the hospital, they give you a discharge summary, and this is what you need to do, da-da-da-da-da.
Sure.
Well, eventually that goes in the trash because you don't need it anymore. However, there are still things that you need to know about your loved one so you can take care of them and make sure that they're okay. And this is when you should start talking to them now and start gathering this information. Put it in a nice form like this. Have it with you. Renew it every year with your family members. Go over it. So there are changes that you need to make note of. Changes in medication.
Right.
Changes maybe in where they're living, and is their house safe enough to be living in? So that's the big thing about having a care plan, because what it does is it makes you, forces you to conduct an assessment of your skills on how you're going to take care of your loved one.
So when it comes to creating a care plan, obviously there's no two people that are exactly the same. There are some general rules that apply to everybody,
right?
But obviously each person and his or her needs are going to be pretty unique.
Right. And let me use you as an example, okay? You have certain responsibilities for your mom. Your brother has certain
right.
responsibilities for your mom. And you guys talk all the time, so you know maybe you're not the right one to use as an example. However, let's say Kevin is can't do anything for 3 or 4 months. Maybe you've broke your leg or something's happened. You can't take mom to the doctor.
Right.
You can't go pick up her groceries. You got to have this where somebody can go right in there and go, okay, on Mondays, mom goes here.
Right.
Check, I got that. You see what I'm saying? It's
absolutely.
A backup plan.
Absolutely, yeah.
And if you don't have a sibling or someone, you know, you can rely on maybe someone from your church or a good friend, just as a backup to say, in the event something happens, this is where this is, and I need you to follow it. Because
right.
a care plan will have their medications issued, their doctors issued, their family members all, address, so that you know exactly who to call
sure.
if there's an emergency.
Sure. You know, the thing that stands out about the care plan itself is the first thing I would ask is, when do you create it?
Sooner than later. Like I said, it should be something that you should start discussing when they can discuss and answer these questions for you. You know, our parents are just really private people, like especially when it comes to money. They don't want to talk about their money. But you have to know about where the money is. And, Dad, did you buy a long-term care policy? You would not believe how many people come to us. And then all of a sudden, out of the blue, a long-term care policy pops up. And I'm like, some of them are worth millions of dollars to take care of your loved one. Know where this information is. You know, funeral arrangements should even be discussed. Nobody
right.
wants to talk about that, but you should.
Right. These are all things that are very challenging for families, because you've got different siblings who have different ideas on what's best for mom or what's best for dad. You've got mom and dad who have spent a lifetime being the parents, and now they're in a different role where the kids are kind of being the parents. This can be very awkward, but it's also such a necessary conversation to have. You and I have had this talk before about everything from taking the keys away from the car to just knowing what, I mean, you know, look, do you really think, I know it's awkward, but do you really think mom and dad want to see the family get into arguments? Or do you really think that they want to see you scramble to see how you're going to pay for this, how you're going to pay for that? They don't want to see you go through turmoil. So as awkward as it might be to approach mom or dad about the money or about this or that, if you handle it the right way and if you use the right words, it's going to be fine. It's just, it's going to be an awkward moment, but it's for their best and your best.
It also kind of helps you to not be so stressed out. If all this information is put out there, like I said, it can be updated on a yearly basis, but know where that information is. Know that at night, mother doesn't sleep well, so this is what daddy would do to keep, you know, help her sleep.
Right.
Or this is an over-the-counter med that really is the miracle worker. Know those kind of things.
Sure.
Because it really, you don't want their lives to be totally disrupted over an incident and you have to start over.
Yeah. Karen made a great point a few weeks ago. It's much easier to be proactive
Absolutely.
With this stuff than it is
yeah.
to have to be reactive. We'll come right back with Marcia from Oakley Village.
Mornings with Kev.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report. A big technology merger has been scrapped after opposition from regulators. Chipmaker NVIDIA will not buy chip designer ARM. Peloton co-founder John Foley will step down as CEO and will become executive chair. The Wall Street Journal says Peloton also plans to cut 2,800 jobs, though its instructors and content will not be impacted. DuPont is reporting an upbeat quarter. It's forecasting sales will be strong this year, and it's raising its dividend by 10%. More small businesses are raising prices because they're paying more for materials and staff. The National Federation of Independent Business says 61% of companies raised prices at the start of this year, the highest since 1974. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Run, walk, honor. The Tunnel to Towers 5K Run and Walk in New York City retraces FDNY firefighter Stephen Siller's final footsteps on 9/11. That single event has inspired more than 70 runs, walks, and climbs in different cities across the nation each year. Register for an event in your area or volunteer to start one. Do good and never forget by donating $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
A well-regulated humidor being necessary to the preservation of a cigar, the right of the people to keep and enjoy cigars shall not be infringed. For those who love a great cigar and want to spend time with others who are like-minded, the Cigar Militia offers the experience you're looking for. We're located in the Colonial Village next to the Melting Pot. The Cigar Militia offers exceptional cigars from around the world, staff to assist you in your selections, private cigar lockers, and a lounge where members can relax and enjoy.
Is that crack in your windshield or your house bothering you?
Have you been meaning to have it replaced but just can't find the time?
Call Absolute Glass, voted Lexington's best glass shop for 12 years in a row.
We repair and replace glass on all makes and models.
We're the only local high-end auto glass specialist in the Midlands, and we'll come to you to make the process quick and easy.
With new technologies and vehicles, we can recalibrate your vehicle back to new.
Visit AbsoluteGlassInc.com to learn more about our auto, home, and business glass services. Just remember, if you can see through it, we can do it.
Have you fallen behind on your taxes and might be facing IRS penalties? Have wage garnishments, levies or liens? Have unfiled tax returns? You want someone local and qualified. Don't fall for those national spots. Meet with me, Teresa, at Capital City Professional Services, and let me help you through your tax maze. I can help with all your tax resolution issues. There are options to get you back on track. Call Capital City Professional Services, 400-8683. That's 400-8683.
Parents ask, what's the best way to save for college? I'm State Treasurer Curtis Loftus, and my answer is always open a Future Scholar 529 College Savings Account. It's easy. You can get started online with any amount. It's flexible to adapt your child's college dreams. And you can deduct 100% of your contributions from the South Carolina state tax return. So what are you waiting for? Go to FutureScholar.com and see why it's the smart, easy way to save for college. FutureScholar.com.
Everyone knows that here at The Point, we are all about supporting local businesses. We are all about local, local, local. You cannot get more local than my friend Greg McCoy and his business, Simplified Mortgage Solutions. Fran Halloran here. If you're buying a home or you're looking to refinance your current home, you owe it to yourself to call Greg. He is the real deal. You can expect Greg to treat you like you are his only client. You can expect Greg to scour the market to find you the best rate available. You can expect Greg to charge you a fair price for his work and his service. Why would you deal with some national company headquartered in who knows where when you can do business with Greg? Need further persuasion? Okay, I didn't even mention the good Greg does in our community by supporting local charities like Blue Star Mothers and Camp Chemo. Come on! You need to call Greg. Online at SimplifiedMortgageSC.com, or you can call Greg at 803-722-6044. That's 722-6044.
Everyone seems to be hiring these days, but are they good jobs where there's potential for growth? What about on-the-job training and competitive wages, including health insurance and a 401k plan? Professional Printers is looking for their next star. They're a local printer with two locations, 130 employees, and a national clientele. If you've got a good attitude, want to learn some great skills, and work in a positive environment, reach out on ProPrinters.com or apply in person at 301B Greystone Boulevard.
Point A. To point B. Traffic. Brought to you by AARP South Carolina.
Backed up at 20 West at 2 knots and 20 East at 1. Bookman at 2 knots at Patterson at Trinity. Percival at Spears Creek with a collision. Percival at Scream and Eagle in that area backed up. Confederate near Bull, one collision slowing things down. Midstate Roofing, commercial, industrial, and institutional. Got a leak? Let Midstate Roofing take peak. Service, advice, results for over 25 years. MidstateRoofing.com. We'll do it again this afternoon. Doug Thomas on the point.
Point A to point B traffic. Four times an hour, mornings and afternoons, on The Point.
Back to the Bark Fireside Studio. It's Mornings with Kev and Brian.
Good morning. Welcome back in. This is the Positive Points on Aging. Really, really a great feature we do every Tuesday morning. One of the favorite things that we do here on the program. I really love it because it's an opportunity to educate so many of us that are either going through or will be going through something with our parents, a loved one, maybe even yourselves, very much down the line. But whatever the case, Karen Pickard and Marsha Clayman-Garrett come in and they give us great information from Oakleaf Village. And today we're talking with Marsha about a care plan and what is in a care plan and how does it get started and why it's important to have it in place. And when it's proactive to do all that stuff, that's all some of the stuff we covered in the first segment with Marsha. Now, I want to tell you that already some people have reached out and asked how to get a copy of one of these, and Brian's been providing that information. But go ahead. We'll give it at the end again. But go ahead and give your number if you don't mind, please, Marsha. If people Sure. want a copy of one of these care plans, we'll be happy to get it to them. They just need to reach out to Marsha over at Oakleaf Village.
Please call me at 803-808-3477, and I will be happy to send it to you. You don't have to talk to me directly because I am in and out of my building. Just leave it with the receptionist. We don't have voicemail. We always talk person
right,
to person.
Right.
So just say, I want Marsha to mail me the care plan. That's all you have to say and give the address.
Exactly.
What I wanted to do is just give you three main objectives here. First of all, the senior care plan, it's a document that not only professional caregivers, but family caregivers use to make sure that person is receiving proper care and that the resources that they are looking forward to using or are currently using, that people know about them, okay? The second one is it ensures that the family members and all the care team members, and there can be a long list if you got therapy coming in.
Oh, yeah.
They're on the same page regarding health care needs and living arrangements. Because what we want to do is we want to make this information accessible to everyone on the care team.
Right.
And that it is updated as necessary, because what we're looking for is we want the quality of life for our loved ones to continue on regardless of some of the life incidents that change, such as when they're in the hospital. Let's say that they come out of the hospital, they have to go to rehab for a while. Then you should take advantage of that time. It should be in the care plan. If your loved one's in rehab someplace, that's when you should be going through their home and doing a safety assessment and marking all areas that need attention in regards to making it safer for them to return home to. What happens if your loved one has to start dialysis? Their lifestyle can change because a lot of people that are going through dialysis sometimes are going 2 and 3 times a week. How that disrupts their daily life schedule and how it might change your life schedule on taking care of your loved one. Same thing with chemotherapy. All those kind of incidents will kind of, you have to adapt to the changes of their lifestyle.
And one thing is inevitable. There will be change.
You know,
it's going to happen. I mean, it doesn't get easier, unfortunately. But a care plan can at least make it so you've got something in place before it happens. And I just, again, getting this stuff out of the way before it happens and not having to react when something bad has happened, I can't stress enough how important it is to be proactive.
You know, one of my sons, when they were in high school, they said that their principal every day while they were rounding people up to go to class would say, if you fail to prepare, you're preparing to fail. And I think of that all the time in regard, especially if you're a procrastinator like I am, and I'm working toward, you know, getting that resolved. But the thing is that it's true. If we wait for the last minute or for an emergency to happen, then it puts us in chaos mode. And sometimes many times you're going to miss out on things that you should have done, could have done, to make it a little bit easier for that person to handle. So, you know, there's other things like emergency instructions. What happens if we have a really bad tornado, hurricane, whatever? Do you know where your loved one is? If you're traveling, who's going to go pick up mom and who's going to pack her up and take her with her medications?
Yeah.
You know, but having a detailed service plan, even things like situations like bathing and dressing and incontinent needs for your loved one. You know, your parents don't like to talk about stuff like that. So, like I said, you should be able to walk through their home and kind of pick up on things. You'll either pick up on an odor or you'll pick up on the supplies that you're seeing pile up that need to be removed out of the house.
Right, right. Being observant is really, really important, obviously. I mean, again, if something's going wrong, there's less likelihood that they're taking care of themselves hygienically. There's that issue that again, you don't want to do anything that's going to destroy someone's dignity.
Right.
But at the same time, it's not just hygiene. Ooh, you kind of smell. It's also bad for their health.
Mm-hmm.
If they're not bathing and they're not being cleaned and things like that, you know, you're looking at a health risk also, and you're looking at infection and UTIs, and you're looking at other things that can lead to really, really worse situations. So the thing that you stressed that I thought was really important, Marcia, that you said really early on that I think needs to kind of be just reminded of was when the dynamic that's been the same for so long in a house changes.
Mm-hmm.
And you made it as simple as it doesn't have to be as life and death as someone, one of the spouses passing away. It could be something where so-and-so is on crutches now because he mm-hmm. took a fall, or so-and-so has got COVID right now. And that's happening all over the place. So what happens when somebody in the family gets COVID? You got to kind of isolate. These are all things that you can try to plan for that are realities in our world these days. So, again, being prepared is more than just a Boy Scout motto.
And I think, like I said, just looking at this plan, yes, it's 25 pages, but it's a lot of good points about making notes of certain things. Changes in medications, going with your loved one to the doctor maybe once a year and kind of talking to the doctor yourself about your loved one, because you want to have an idea of what's going on. You don't want anything hidden.
Right.
Because our parents don't want to cause us burdens and they don't want to cause us stress. However, they need to understand that we need to know what's going on. If they've developed an allergy to foods or to products, you know, or medications, we need to know that, so that we're not giving them something that's going to cause them to break out in hives or stop breathing. I mean, we've got to know that kind of information. And sooner or later, things are going to fall between a crack and it's going to be a crisis situation. And that's what we tell family members all the time. Be proactive. Know this stuff in advance so that when it's time that you can just pull out this care plan and say, okay, this is the information I have and this is what they would want, or this is where they need to go. You know, I love it when a family member comes in and they say, you know, I'm not going to move anytime soon, but I want to know the places that I can tell my loved ones where I want to go, that they just don't put me someplace, that this is someplace I chose.
Sure.
So I just would really encourage people to put together this care plan, keep it updated, talk to your other family members, know who all is involved on that care team so that you aren't caught off guard when you're in an emergency room because your loved one's had a fall
exactly.
or a stroke.
That is not when you want to have to be making these decisions, when it's under duress. You don't want to get yourself in that situation.
No.
You are wonderful. Thank you for putting this together. I really appreciate that. If people want to get a copy of a care plan, get some ideas, they can call you at Oakleaf Village.
803-808-3477.
If people want information about Oakleaf Village itself,
OakleafVillageLexington.com.
Perfect. Well done. Thank you again for bringing breakfast. And thank you for what you and Karen do for so many people over at Oakleaf. We really appreciate our partnership with you guys. You're the best. You really are.
Thanks.
So there you go. There's Marcia. That's going to wrap it for us. When we finish up top of the hour news, it'll be John and Erica coming on in for their program. Don't forget this afternoon, Ralph Norman with me. For Brian, for Marcia, I'm Kev. Have a great day.
Mornings with Kev.
WQXL Columbia, W264DF.
From the BART Fireside Studio, the solution for keeping you warm this winter.
This is 107 The Point. News this hour from Town Hall.